the supremacy
just sang that scripture, helped that song along, and it coincides with each other so well. And as Amy said, it is your choice that we did this. And Lord, we praise you. We love you and thank you for this word. May the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Some of the older people might remember William Randolph Hearst, who built an empire from newspapers, magazines. But he died in 1951. And he invested a fortune in collecting great works of art. He didn't like expensive cars. He didn't like mansions. He didn't like but one house. But one day he read about some valuable pieces of art. So he decided that he would look into it. And he called his money man in. And he said, I would like to invest in these artworks. Go. Do not come back until you have found them and bought them. So the man leaves. He came back several months later. 6 months to be exact. And he said, sir, I have found the pieces of artwork for you, and it won't cost you a dime. William Randolph Hearst thought that this guy was pulling his leg and he was mad. And then he finally got out of the man. They're in your basement. You've owned them for years. You've had them covered up. You don't want people to see your art collection. They're just there to say that you have them. You know, the sad thing about this is that many Christians are like William Randolph Hearst. They're desperately searching to possess something else, something that already is inside of them. I talked with a man Friday. And he said, "Preacher, I kind of think I'm saved." I said, "Really? How can you kind of sort of think you're saved? There is no fence for you to straddle. You are or you're not." He said, "But I've been trying my best to do my best, and I think I'm pretty good." I said, "You need to ask the head of the church." He said, "Who's that?" I said, "Jesus Christ." I said, "If you've got to go through all that and you're seeking something else spiritually, there's something missing in your life." Something has persuaded people that Jesus Christ just isn't quite enough. They need more spiritual power. They need more of the Holy Spirit. They need the higher life, the deeper life. They need signs, wonders. They need a second blessing, maybe a third blessing. In short, they're looking more from God. But how do they find that? The Christians in the book of Colossians are in that category. They were looking the same thing. They were being told week after week who Jesus was and wasn't, who God was and wasn't, and they were confused, but they were buying it. Someone was influencing them to look for something more than God, more than the Yahweh that they had first known. The Apostle Paul urges them not to fall for this garbage. Paul does not want the Colossians to have more of God. Paul knows that Christ is a treasure house where God has hidden all of His wisdom, His love, His knowledge, and he knows that Christ supreme. And all you've got to do is accept Him. But the Colossians, they won't get it. But don't we see a lot of that in our society today? People are not getting Jesus Christ. They're not getting who God is. In the scripture that I read this morning from Colossians 1, 15 through 20, Paul writes, "The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all of creation." Shouldn't that tell you something right there? "For in Him all things were created, things in heaven, things on earth, invisible and visible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authority. All things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together." Paul lays it on the line, doesn't he? And if we go all the way back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, what does it say? It introduces us to God. He starts creating this vast and wonderful universe. He gets all the way down to creating plants, animals, humans. And in Genesis 1, 26, 27, God makes man in His own image. And then we turn to this. The Son is the image of the invisible God. What's to confuse anybody that is supremely interested in a greater power like God? If Christians don't realize this truth, then nobody who is not a Christian will know it either. Because if we understand it, we as Christians, however, if we don't share it with somebody, it's just there, isn't it? We are told to share the Word of God. We are told to live a Christian life. It is only when we are persuaded that everything of God is to be found in Christ Jesus that we can be confident in telling others that Jesus is the only way to God. So the first thing we must recognize about the supremacy of Christ is that only He can reveal God to us. There are two statements in Colossians 1, 15, 20 that I read this morning that put Christ above everyone and everything else. Verse 15, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all of creation. And in verse 19, and God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him. It's hard to get across how great a view this is of Jesus Christ. It means we cannot think too highly of Him. There's nothing of God to be known which is not in Jesus. He is fully God. The guy Friday that I was speaking to, I reached in my car, pulled out my Bible, and I came to this. I was working on this sermon, but I won't quite through. And I shared this scripture with him. And he had a blank look on his face. He said, "Preacher, I hadn't been told all this information." I said, "Do you have a Bible?" "There's one somewhere around the house." What was I going to say? He can't learn about Christ if he don't read Christ's Word. And we have to, I told him that. And I said, "Sir, I'm a preacher. But every day I go to his word. And I said, that's the only way that I can keep up with Jesus Christ, God, and the Holy Spirit." I said, "There's a triangle there." Today, some people are trying to look behind Jesus to find God. They're looking for something more ancient, more fundamental, older than Christianity. And there's a new denomination or faith, or ever how you want to put it. They're called the New Agers. And they have several churches, if you can call them that. And they say it like this: "We have faith that is older than the creed of Christ, because it is rooted in the earth and the universe long before Christianity." Christianity is portrayed as the new kid on the block a lot of times throughout this world. Colossians 1:16 that I read, "For by Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together." So when I made my point to that man Friday, I hit that verse with a lot of emphasis. How can any religion be older than Christianity if that's true? And I said, "It's in my Bible. That makes it true." He said, "Never thought about it that way, preacher." few of us really have thought about Jesus. We think of him as being like maybe 2,000 years old. But he's been around since the beginning of the earth. And if science says that the earth is 5,000 years old or 10,000 years old, then Jesus Christ and God Almighty have been here that long. So Jesus is not the new kid on the block. He is the great I Am who designed the block for everyone else. The real Jesus doesn't just take his place in history. He is its beginning and its end. All things were created by him and for him. So how can you get beyond this Jesus? He's waiting there at the end of history to inherit it all. And the second thing we need to realize about the supremacy of Christ is that only he can reconcile us to God. That is, only Christ can make peace between God and us. The Bible teaches that there's this gulf between us and God, and what makes that gulf is our sinful self. But what pulls us out of that gulf? It is our prayers for forgiveness to our Maker. Colossians 1:19 says, "For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross." If you go to see a financial advisor, you'll probably be told not to put all your eggs in one basket. It's safer to spread the risk. Wisdom says that if you have savings, a mortgage, life insurance, a pension, you should not have them all with the same provider, because that provider may go down the tubes and you lose everything. People who don't know any better would give you the same advice on religion. Do not put all your eggs in one basket. It would be far too risky to take everything on the single faith or creed or religion. What if all of that is wrong? There's one problem with that way of thinking. God has put all of his eggs in one basket. He has put all of his fullness in Jesus Christ. And so can we. Only Jesus Christ can reveal us to God. and God to us. We have much more of God to learn. We have much more of Jesus to learn. But they have no more to give than has already been given to Jesus Christ. The power from the Father. So if you want more of God, and that is a good thing to want, then go to Jesus Christ. If you do not yet know God personally, then go to the cross. Get on your knees. For only Christ can reconcile us to God. He is utterly, supremely in revealing God to us, and He is supreme in His reconciliation for us to God. We serve a risen Savior. It won't just by chance that Colossians 1, 15, 20 pounded my head. It won't by chance that we sang that song, Jesus Christ is in control of His worship service. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank You for this service. We thank You for Your Apostle Paul who wrote these words. And we thank You for all those who believe in Jesus the Son, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit as well. Lord, may we continue to learn about these three. We give You the praise and glory for it. Amen.